it is your post-match show after Liverpool. It's your pink after Liverpool have gone to Wolves in the teeming rain, the bouncing rain, the dancing rain. Liverpool have gone to Wolverhampton Wanderers and beat them by 2-0 and been well better than them. I've got Dan Sheard, I've got Ali McGovern, I've got Dan Austin. I'll have some Sean Walsh in a minute or two. But Dan Austin, what a Liverpool performance that is in those conditions on this night. It's Mad Friday and Liverpool are top of the league at Christmas.
I'm absolutely ecstatic. You can't ask for more than that. They were a combination.
Are you giddy, Dan?
I'm extremely giddy, Neil. I've had all of the gin in the United Kingdom today and the Reds have just done that, and they were a combination of incredibly professional and absolutely fucking fantastic. And Manchester City have gone there this season and not won. Chelsea have gone there and not won. Tottenham have gone there and had a really tough game. And Liverpool made that look like a piece of piss. It was absolutely incredible. They had a really good team.
Did you like how Sunday League it was?
Yes, it was like watching them was like watching a team from 2004. I've never seen a football team hit as many diagonals in my entire life. And Liverpool just dealt with every single one of them. It was like, yeah, all right, you're going to play a different mad kind of footy that we haven't seen for 15 years. We'll just deal with that.
Because we can. Like James Milner.
Exactly. And they've got some really good players and they've got a really talented manager. And they had absolutely no answer to what Liverpool were doing going forward, and they had absolutely no threat against Liverpool at the back. This is by far and away the most complete Liverpool team that I've ever seen, and I honestly think that at this point it's one of the most complete, well-rounded, brilliant teams that the Premier League has ever seen. And we all say it about Manchester City, we said it last season, and we said about City this season. It's about time we started saying it about ourselves as well, because tomorrow they're playing Crystal Palace, and yeah, it's only Crystal Palace and it's at the Etihad and they'll probably win, but they're fucking shitting themselves tonight. They are absolutely shitting themselves, and they'll be shitting themselves in that dressing room as well tomorrow, because they're going into that game going, if we don't win this, they might just win this league and it's over already.